Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you have kids, at some point you have probably had to deal with bullying issues. And one mom is going viral right now for a video she posted regarding her daughter's situation.
And it's involving her 11-year-old daughter. Do you want to play the video? Because I think if she didn't do this video, no one would be talking about this situation. It'll be swept under the rug.
Well, her name is Sandy Escalante, and this is part of the video that she posted.
Somebody threatened to kill my daughter, to follow her home and kill her after school. And the officer said, I don't think that kid would hurt anyone. I don't think that kid would kill anyone. How do you know, sir? How do you know? How do you know that this kid's not going to do that? That's what's wrong. Because if they would take these threats more serious, maybe all these school shootings wouldn't be going on. And he said, well, you got to take that up with Congress. I got to take it up with Congress to be heard. Because all they're doing is a safety plan to change their classes. There's no punishment.
Her 11-year-old daughter, a school bully threatened to kill her.
You just hear the distress and the fear and the anger and the sadness in her voice. And I think any mother or father who had a threat made against their child like that would feel the same way, like the frustration. And sometimes I feel like the bullies are the ones that are being protected. Like, well, you know, I've had certain situations where, you know, I'm like, can you tell me who is, you know, doing this? And they're like, well, we can't release that information. Okay. Can I speak with their parents about this situation so we can hash this out? We can't release that information. We have to give them another chance. And look, I get it. Some people are worthy of second chances, but if you're threatening to kill someone, that I think you should probably do a little more investigation instead of saying, they don't seem like the type of person to do that.
Well, they spoke to both kids, and the school said since there was no physical harm, they can't do anything. And there's some policies in play where they did switch the one child out of the classroom. But that's all the action they've taken so far in this kid who threatened to kill another 11-year-old. The kid walked up behind the little girl, whispered in her ear, and said, watch your back. I'm going to follow you home, and I'm going to kill you. And the school has taken pretty much zero action against this child.
Okay, so what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Have you had a situation where you have felt that frustration, where maybe your kid was bullied and you felt like no action was taken. What happened? And I'm just getting word that we actually have Sandy, the mother who made that video, on the phone. Let's talk to her coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Talking about school bullying here this morning, and a local mom has gone viral for a video she posted regarding her daughter, 11 years old, got threatened that by another kid that they would be followed home and killed. And she went to the school, reported it. They said that the person that made the threat doesn't seem like the type of person that would do something like that. Switched classes. There's a lot of frustration there. And if you've dealt with any sort of bullying issues, we want to hear from you at 702-364-9400. We got that mom on the phone. Her name is Sandy. Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Doing good.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We saw your video. We just played a little bit about it. And I'm really sorry that you and your daughter are going through this. It's got to be really hard. Can you talk to us about the situation a little bit and if anything has changed in regards to it?
Yeah. So basically, my daughter got home to me crying that somebody had mentioned something to her that she was really scared about. So her twin brother actually told me that she was threatened that somebody was going to follow her home and kill her. And that happened Thursday after school. So when I went to school to have a sit-down conversation with the CCSD police officer in the school, they pretty much just told me, like, we're going to have a safety plan. If there's no witnesses, if she's not physically harmed, then there's not much we can do, like, police-wise. But for the school, they're going to do a safety plan and keep them away from each other so they have no contact. And that was my meltdown that I posted on my TikTok that I had no idea was going to go that viral.
Yeah, that must have really surprised you. You did get a lot of views, but I kind of feel like good. That shows that it needs to be exposed. Has anything changed as far as the interaction with the girls now? I don't know if it's another girl or a boy that made that threat to her, but have they had any contact? What has happened since that?
No. So since I went viral, I actually got a call Friday afternoon by the lieutenant officer, basically letting me know that they saw my video and that they did investigate it further. The boy did confess, so they are allowing me to pursue criminal charges. But as of now, they haven't had any contact because I believe the student's not allowed in school.
Did the kids, do that student's parents know the situation? Did they inform the other parents about what's happening, what allegedly their child did?
Yeah, so from what I was told is that they went to talk to the parents with the CCSD police officer, but they don't disclose any information to me of, like, what the punishment is or, like, what the procedures that they're going to follow, because they didn't allow me to have a sit-down conversation with the parents.
I understand, you know, tensions are high. You don't want this to turn into something bigger between the parents and stuff, but I think it's important that you are informed as far as what's going on. I'm glad to hear that some action is being taken, and are you going to pursue charges?
Oh, yes, definitely we are. I feel like if it wasn't for that TikTok video that I posted, it probably wouldn't have gotten this far, or I wouldn't have gotten any movement or action on their part.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that is probably one of the only reasons why you're getting this attention. And Sandy, good for you for standing up for your child. I mean, any mother would probably do the same thing. And I just have so much respect for you. Please give your daughter our love. Please tell your son he's a great brother.
Yeah, my gosh, for helping out there.
And thanks for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it, Sandy.
No, thank you, guys. Hopefully with this, like, other parents going through something similar can, like, speak up about it. And know that we can get, like, heard. We'll be heard, at least.
Exactly. And we're actually getting a lot of phone calls right now. We're going to take your calls here coming up next. If you've experienced something like this, what happened? We want to hear from you. 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We've been talking about bullying and spoke to a mom who went viral because she was frustrated. Her daughter got a death threat. She didn't feel like any action was taken. That video got attention and action was taken. Let's talk to Michelle this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Hey, what happened to you?
A few months ago here in Green Valley area, my daughter goes to middle school, and she came home and she told me there was a boy who's in her several of her classes, and then he told her he was going to assault her and to watch out.
Oh gosh.
So she got home, can you imagine? You know, it was terrible. I went straight, I sent an email to the principal, and then I went straight to school. So now this happens a few months ago, and I haven't heard from that principal.
You haven't heard anything in regards
that
to this?
That woman hasn't replied to my email yet. Now, I went immediately there and I talked to the vice principal. And this is what she said. She said, that is very common that boys say those things to girls, so I wouldn't be surprised. And I said, I don't care what boys do here. I care about what he said to my daughter and what are we going to do about this.
Is that the issue where they're allowing this kind of behavior? That's just what boys do. And then with Sandy's, you need to take this up with Congress.
Yeah. She said, you would be surprised how many times I hear this. And I said, no, it's not about how many times you hear it. It's how many times you hear it and do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, why so dismissive about it? Like, boys will be boys. Yeah. You know, it's like... Unbelievable. Michelle, how is your daughter doing now? Has anything changed? Has that boy left?
Yes, they told me that they were going to change her from her classes. And I said, no, you don't disrupt the victim. You do something about the person that's doing something against the kid. And I'm not going to allow you to change my daughter from her classes that she actually really likes.
Good for you.
I mean, it's not okay. We cannot re-victimize the kid.
We're making the victims here have to face the punishment, and it's not fair. Michelle, thank you so much for telling your story. Let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, there was a situation with your stepdaughter. What happened?
So this was the last straw because she had multiple instances of being bullied. So this time around, a boy hit her so hard on her face, he smacked her and busted her lip, and she was bleeding, face was swollen. The school refused to do anything about it. We tried to press charges. They refused to press charges. So we had to take matters into our own hands.
And how did you do that?
I got my 16-year-old son to approach the kid and tell him never to put his hands on his sister again.
What is with all these stories of boys bullying girls? Like, this is really bothering me. Like, are we not teaching our sons that they are not to ever lay a hand on a girl? I don't understand what's happening.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. And that's why when the school refused to do anything, the boy didn't get punished or anything by the school. So I told my son to go ahead and handle it.
Good for you, Ashley.
No physical violence, but I told him to make sure that he never does it again, because it's ridiculous, boys putting their hands on girls.
And Ashley, too, from all these things we've heard, people saying, oh, there's no physical harm, we can't do anything. There was physical harm done to your daughter. She was struck by another child. A boy slapped her in the face. That should be, the charges should be pressed. Action should be taken. They did nothing. It just stuns me.
They did absolutely nothing. Her face was so swollen. The inside of her mouth was bleeding. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry that you and your stepdaughter went through that, Ashley. And you know what? It may not have been the right thing to do, but I think it was the right thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hey, I mean, we have to do something to make it stop.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with it, but best believe that boy's not messing with her again.
That's yep. Right. You got that to end. Ashley, thank you so much.
That's just a scary situation. These boys are striking girls in schools, and the schools are doing zero things about it.
We have to do better. We have to teach our sons that is not okay. Not to do that to anyone, but it's why are we targeting girls? That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It's horrible. I'm all for it. Send a 16-year-old big brother. Yeah. Hey, listen. You touch my... Look at my sister. Differently in the future. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be a price to pay.
Yeah, that's really scary. But I'm glad we're, you know, shining a light on it. And maybe this provides some serious conversations for you and your kids and talk about this and what we never do. Don't touch other kids.
Absolutely.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.